This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for every prophet there is a dua, there is one supplication that Allah will never turn down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer and reply. And he said, my supplication, I saved it for my ummah so I can ask for forgiveness and intercession for them on the Day of Judgment. But Nuh alayhi salam used his dua when he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ نُوحًا رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا إِنَّكَ إِن تَذَرْهُمْ يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكَ وَلَا يَلِدُوا إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْ وَلِمَنْ دَخَلَ بَيْتِيَ مُؤْمِنًا وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَلَا تَزِدِ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا تَبَارًا. He said, O Allah, do not, leave not one of the disbelievers on earth. If you leave them, they will mislead yourselves, your slaves. They will mislead the believers with Nuh. Nuh now is concerned with the believers with him. Now, Nuh's concern is those who followed the message of Nuh alayhi salam. And he said, if you leave those people on the face of the earth, they will mislead the believers with me. And then he said, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for him, for his parents, and for those who come to his house, and for the believers. And he increased his dua against the disbelievers. And that was the supplication of Nuh, and that's where we stopped in the last session. So how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to the supplication of Nuh? In an agreed upon hadith, in a solid hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on the authority of Abdullah ibn Abbas, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Mu'adh ibn Jabal, اتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهَا لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. He said, beware of the supplication of the oppressed, because there is no veil between that supplication and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a direct line between the supplication of the oppressed, of the transgressed upon, of the wronged one, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that. And even some of the ulama, some of the scholars said that even if the oppressed was not a Muslim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond to the oppressed. So beware of the supplication of the oppressed. And Nuh alayhi salam and his companions and the believers with him were oppressed by those tyrants, by those disbelievers, by those wrongdoers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Naml, verse 62, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, or who listens to the soul, to the one distressed, when that soul calls on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who answers that call? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who relieves its suffering and makes you, mankind, the inheritors, or the believers, the inheritors of the earth? And that is the dua of Nuh alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded. And responded by an order. He didn't respond by completely, immediately annihilating the people of Nuh, the nation of evil that rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave Nuh alayhi salam an order. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is in Surah Hud, verse 37, وَصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا. And construct the ark under our eyes, under the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our inspiration. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Nuh how to make the ark. Nuh was not a carpenter. Nuh didn't know how to make a big ship. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him. This ship, this ark, was made by the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And do not talk to me about those who were transgressing. And address me no further on behalf of those who are in sin. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. They are about to be overwhelmed in the flood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verdict has already been called upon those people, that they will be flooded and they will be drowned. But there is an important hint here. That Nuh alayhi salam was still, he still did not want them to perish. He still didn't want them to be guided, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that their hearts are so hardened that there will be no softness for belief in it. And Allah knows that they are so deep in their misguidance that they will not come to heed the call of Nuh alayhi salam. So he said, do not talk to me further about those people. It's over and it is done. So Nuh alayhi salam started working on building a large ship, the ark of Nuh alayhi salam. And there are a few things that we can derive from the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, couldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decide to send a sayha, for example, some scream, some disease that will only take the disbelievers, and spare Nuh alayhi salam the hard work, and the believers with him, spare them the hard work of making the ship and then bringing the flood and getting on the ship and getting off the ship and all of these, you know, the work. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to teach us a lesson here. And teach a lesson to Nuh and the people of Nuh. That nothing comes without work. Nothing comes without you putting your effort into it. And this is the group that will inherit the earth. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the people with Nuh are the only ones who are going to survive this major flood on the face of the earth. There will be no other survivors than them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started a process of tarbiyah. Process of training for those survivors that will inherit the earth. And be the main progeny that will bring mankind back into earth. And that is the progeny of Nuh alayhi salam. And that teaching started by making the ark. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them a mission that they have to work hard for it. And not only they have to work hard to achieve results, which is a major lesson that we have to extrapolate from these verses, but also he made them work together. He taught them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, during the process of making the ark, how to work with one another, how to support one another, how to function as a unit, how to build a society from making the ark. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, imagine that you are yourself with those believers, and you are in a mountainous, dry area. And here's your prophet tell you, why don't you start making a ship? Now that is a test for iman. That is a test of belief. Now if there is no absolute 100% solid faith and iman with the truthful of the message of that prophet, people may question the order. Say, why do we make a ship here on the mountain? It hardly rains here. Why do we make a big ship? But they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just the process of making the earth, making the ark, and constructing the ark, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the value of work, the value of hard work to achieving the goals, and taught them how to work together as a unity, as a community, how to support each other. And the ulama said that the process of making the ark started by planting the trees. It took many years, and the process of making the ark started by planting the seeds. That those seeds grew to be the trees that these people cut into timber and then constructed the ark with it. With the inspiration and the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the guidance and the leadership of Nuh alayhi salam. What was the response of the people of Nuh alayhi salam? That was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah works on His own pace. And the pace that He, Allah, determines. And we are a people of haste. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا. We are always hasty. We want to see results immediately. Right? We want to make dua today, and all our problems should be solved at the end of the day, and before our hands come down. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us His sunnah, His way of work. That even with when He already ordained the matter, it's already done. لَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. It's a done deal. وَاصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. Then go ahead and construct the ark. Because Allah has His own plan, and Allah has His own agenda, and His own time schedule for achieving the goals according to His wisdom, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nuh alayhi salam and the believers started constructing started constructing the ark. So how was the response of his people? It is the response of most rejectors, most people that turn their back to the truth and to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is ridicule, mockery, making fun of it. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكِ This is continuation in Surah Hud, verse 38. We're reading these verses one after the other. وَيَصْنَعُ الْفُلْكِ And then he started constructing the ark, him and those who were with him, alayhi salam. وَكُلَّمَا مَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مَلَأٌ مِّنْ قَوْمِهِ سَخِرُوا مِنْهِ And anytime, whenever the elite, the aristocrats, you know, the people that usually lead the rejection, the mala', the chiefs of the people, the leaders of his people, they passed by him, they mocked at him, they laughed at him. Said, what are you doing, Nuh? See, didn't we say, what did they say about Nuh when they rejected in the last session? وَقَالُوا مَجْنُونٌ وَزْدُجَرٌ They said, he's a madman. And now there is a proof that he's a madman to them. Now he's making a ship on the mountain in a desert, barren area, in an area that is dry, making a ship. And they said, didn't we tell you he's a madman? And they started mocking him and laughing at him. And Nuh and the believers are listening under this hard situation. Now this is the tarbiyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the training that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the believers. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ Do you think that you are going to enter Jannah, to enter paradise, and the example of those before you did not come to you? This is the lesson for this ummah. See what they had to endure. They endured the persecution. They endured the tyranny. They endured all the oppression that they had to go through. They were threatened by killing them, by stoning Nuh, their leader, to death. And yet after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them by building the ark, by hard work, long work. And then this ridicule, the non-stop ridicule, they were the laughing stock of the disbelievers of their people. That takes a lot of patience, a lot of sabr. That takes a lot of iman to endure all of that. And then Nuh would turn on them, to those who mock him and mock those who were with him. And he said, the joke is on you. You're laughing at us? The joke is on you. You don't know what's coming to you. He said, فَإِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا إِن تَسْخَرُوا مِنَّا فَإِنَّا نَسْخَرُوا مِنْكُمْ كَمَا تَسْخَرُونَ You don't understand what's going on. He said, if you mock at us, so do we mock at you likewise for your mocking. And mocking the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mocking the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great sin in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the people of Quraysh, when the disbelievers, the unbelievers of Quraysh were mocking the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who would laugh at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who would throw the dirty stuff at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while he in his sujood. And they would laugh when they see that. And Fatima radiallahu anha would wipe all that dirt and crying with her eyes, and they would laugh at that scene. When they mocked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had told them a promise, it's سَنَكْفِيكَ الْمُسْتَهَزِئِينَ We will take care of the mockers. Mocking is a very bad, evil thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prohibited. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا يَسْخَرْ قَوْمٌ مِّنْ قَوْمٍ O you who believe, do not belittle, do not laugh at the expense of others, do not mock others. This is an order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, we will take care of the mockers, and Allah did. And the Sahaba said, wallahi, everyone that did not mock the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah almost everyone Allah gave some guidance to. But those who mocked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we saw them all laying on the battlefield of Badr being killed. Allah will take care of the mockery. And this is what Nuh alayhi salam, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mock those like Nuh is promising them. He says, if you mock us, so do we mock you. Likewise, like you mock us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make those people a mockery on the Day of Judgment. And this is in the Quran, in Surah Ad-Dukhan, verses 48 and 49. When those mockers, when those who laugh at the believers, they are brought on the hellfire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the malaika, ثُمَّ صُبُّوا فَوْقَ رَأْسِهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْحَمِيمِ ذُقْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ Allah will mock those, and He said, bring them on and pour over their head from the torment of the hellfire. And He said, taste it. Taste that torment. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزِ الْكَرِيمِ. Then aren't you al-Aziz? Aren't you the pride one? Aren't you the proud one? Aren't you al-Aziz, the elite, the all-powerful, al-Kareem, the most generous, the noble one? Of course, Allah is not calling them Aziz and Kareem. He's mocking them in the hellfire, wal-iyadu billah. So Nuh is telling them, the joke is on you. The mockery is on you. You're laughing at us. You better heed what we are saying. You better listen to me before it's too late. But it was too late already for these people. And that tells us the perseverance and the strong faith of Nuh alayhi salam and the followers of Nuh alayhi salam. And he constructed the ark. The ark was described by the scholars. And there is ijma' among the tabi'een, among the followers of the sahaba, on the description of the ark, on the physical description of the ark. And what they agreed upon, there is a lot of details, but what they agreed upon, it was the height of that ark was 30 ziraan. It's almost 30 yards in height. And it was three stories. It was 3 طوابق. It was three stories. It was constructed as three stories. And each story was 10 ziraan, or almost 10 yards. And he said, the tabi'in said, he put the animals on the bottom floor. And then he said the middle was for people and the highest was for birds. And then they said that the gate to this huge ark was in the ard, in the side of the ark. On the side of the ark is the gate where Nuh alayhi salam entered the people. And it was a strange ship. And you know, most ships are opened. They look like the boat, especially this is the beginning of ships, but this one had a roof. Why did it have a roof? Because Allah said there will be pouring rain. It will be pouring rain. If it did not have a roof, then the ship will be filled with water and it will sink. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Nuh alayhi salam, وَصْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا. Allah inspired Nuh about the architecture, about the engineering of that ship. And it had, according to the unanimous agreement among the tabi'een, that it had a roof, and that makes sense, on the top of it. And then Nuh alayhi salam finished making the ark. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a sign to Nuh alayhi salam. This is all a plan, a plot from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is participating. He's making the believers participants in this. They're active into this plot of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a sign to Nuh when to get on that ship, when to get on the ark. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we continuing on reading on Surah Hud, حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَتَ النُّورِ. So it was, till when our command, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came, and the tanur. Now, there is some disagreement about the explanation and the interpretation of this verse. But what is it? Some of the interpretations said that is the fountains of the earth start gushing forth. Meaning you start seeing that the wells in the earth and even the ovens, the tanur or tandur, I guess, basically a hole in the earth where people do, they use it as an oven and they cook and they bake and they do all of that. So when the water start gushing out of these holes in the earth, the earth is saturated with water. Cannot take any more, but then the flood is about to come. So there will be nowhere for the water to go but higher and up. And some scholars said, no, it was a particular tanur. It was a particular oven that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh about. It's not all the fountains of the earth or all the wells that started gushing with water. Wallahu a'lam. But there was a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Nuh. And that sign was water gushing from the holes of the earth that people do. That people dig to make their bread. Wallahu a'lam. And that's just the apparent from the understanding of that verse. But there is some other interpretations, and you will see that in the books of tafsir. When that sign happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh, He said, قُلْ نَحْمِلْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَهْلَكَ. Then when you see that sign, then embark therein of each kind, of each animal, of each earthbound bird, of everything that is living on the face of the earth that does not survive outside the water. Put in that ship from everything, a male and a female, and your family, and put your family on there. The family of Nuh and the family of the believers. وَأَهْلَكْ إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلِ. And that's an important exception. We will go over that in a minute. Except those against whom the word, the verdict of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already gone forth. And those who believe and hold and put those who believe along on the ship with you, embark them on the ship, put them on board. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comments, وَمَا آمَنَ مَعَهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. But those believed with him, they were only a few. And according to most of the scholars, we said the highest number reported was 80 of the believers. And that was all what was going on aboard the ship with Nuh for 950 years of work with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here there is a beautiful lesson to learn. Is how would Nuh alayhi salam would go out there and just collect all of these animals? That's a task that not really a human cannot do. And the scholars and the interpreters of the Quran, they said when Nuh got up that morning, he saw all the animals waiting by the side of the ark. Pairs of animals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained to survive on that ark, they were all waiting on the side of the ark. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gave the mission to Nuh, the task to Nuh, the task that he is able to do. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not overload Nuh with things that he cannot do. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not give task or a mission to any human soul unless it what it can do, what it can tolerate to do. Nuh alayhi salam tolerate to build the ship with the believers. But he also can tolerate to put the animals on the ship. But the mission of collecting all of these animals was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to most of these most of the interpretations and most of the scholars. Then Nuh alayhi salam started loading the ark. And the first thing he said, وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا. He said, embark therein. Bismillah. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bismillah majreha wa mursaha. Bismillah, its moving course, majreha wa mursaha, and its resting anchorage at the end of its trip. It is all by the protection and by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna rabbi laghafurun rahim. And now he's reminding, see this is the punishment coming now upon people. This is the beginning of the first punishment on the face of the earth that will basically perish an entire nation. And yet, what is Nuh remembering? Inna rabbi laghafurun rahim. Nuh is remembering the forgiveness and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His forgiveness to the believers and his mercy upon the believers who followed the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, get on the board of the ship in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving and all merciful. In a moment of the punishment, Nuh alayhi salam is remembering the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for saving the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches him the dua, the supplication when he gets on board the ship. Allah said, فَإِذَا اسْتَوَيْتَ أَنْتَ وَمَنْ مَعَكَ عَلَى الْفُلْكِ فَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي نَجَّانَا مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنْزِلْنِي مُنْزَلًا مُبَارَكًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنْزِلِينَ. And when you have embarked on the ship, you and whomever is with you, then say, all the praises and thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing you remember is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made you among the believers. That Allah bestowed His mercy and His forgiveness upon you in such hard times. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed His mercy by saving you from that oppression. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي نَجَّانَا مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Who saved us from the oppressors, from those wrongdoers. And then he prayed when they come down off the ship, they come in a blessed place. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا. Oh, Allah caused me to land at a blessed landing place. And we will see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Nuh alayhi salam land. For you are the best of hosts. You are the best of munzileen. You are the best to host us on this earth. And that is how the ship started. And that's how the journey started. And the rain started pouring from the sky. And the water started gushing from the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described that in Surah Al-Qamar. He said, وَالْتَقَى الْمَاءُ عَلَىٰ أَمْرٍ قَدْ قُدِرٍ. The water that is falling from above and the water that is gushing from below, they do the two gushers, the two waters met to achieve the destiny, the verdict of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained for those people. And what happened to Nuh and those who are with him? And Allah said, وَحَمَلْنَاهُ. Allah carried him. And we, Allah, carried him on a ship. عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُسُرٍ. Alwah mean the boards, the planks. Wadusur and dusur are the nails. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He carried Nuh alayhi salam on a ship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nuh how to construct with the planks and the nails. Not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carried the believers, so this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, I take care of those who believe. Hamalnahu, Allah carried him and those who believe with him. So Allah is telling us, don't be afraid. I take care of the believers. And more lovingly, تجري بأعيننا. This ship is floating under our eyes, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جزاءً, this is the reward, لمن كان كفر, for those who rejected, for those who had been rejected. Those who were rejected by the disbelievers, Allah reward them for their patience. Allah reward Nuh alayhi salam for his diligence, for delivering the message so truthfully and so relentlessly. Allah saves those people. Say, do what I told you to do and I'll take care of you. You do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained for you and fear no one. And be saddened not. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will carry you under His eyes. I mean, these words cannot be more loving words. You just read them and just see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, حَمَلْنَاهُ. We carried him. عَلَىٰ ذَاتِ أَلْوَاحٍ وَدُثُرٍ. All of that abuse that he had to go through, Allah is rewarding him. تَجْرِي بِأَعْيُنِنَا. It's floating with the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala جَزَاءً as a reward for them. Allah saved them from that oppression. Allah saved them from all that wrongdoing that they were exposed to. جَزَاءً لِمَنْ كَانَ كُفَرٍ. And then, in the midst of that flood, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the scene. And Allah said, so it, the ship sailed with them amidst waves like mountains. Huge waves like mountains. And Nuh takes a glimpse and he sees his own son. وَنَادَ نُوحٌ إِبْنَهُ. He saw one of his sons. And that son was with the disbelievers. That son did not obey the call of his father, of his own father. See, Nuh alayhi salam was put through trials even within his own family. His own wife was an example for the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Tahrim, in verse number 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا امْرَأَةَ نُوحٍ وَامْرَأَةَ لُوطٍ كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ صَالِحَيْنِ كَانَتَا تَحْتَ عَبْدَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادٍ صَالِحَيْنِ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا فَخَانَتَاهُمَا فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا وَقِيلَ ادْخُلَا النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ. Allah speaks about the wife of Nuh and the wife of Nabi Allah Lut alayhi salam. He said they were like an example for those who disbelieve, is the wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut. They were with some of our two righteous servants, the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they betrayed the message of these prophets. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tried Nuh with his own wife and with his own son. And according to some scholars, his name was Yam or Jam, but that really doesn't matter. This is not in our tradition, in our sunnah. But that son, the disbelieving son, was in isolation. He didn't want to be with his father. He didn't want to be with the believers. He didn't want to be spotted with those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلٍ. And his son has separated himself apart from the family of Nuh. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Nuh that I will save you and I will save your family. Get your family on board the ship. And that son did not want to be with the family of his father. So he isolated himself from his own family to be with the disbelievers. And Nuh, with the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the hearts of parents, looked at his son and looked at his fate. And Nuh alayhi salam knows what's going to happen to the disbelievers on that day. There will be no survivors. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given his word. And he called upon his son. He said, Ya bunayya arkab ma'ana. Ya, my son, right, come on. Embark with us. Come on board this. This is the saving ship. The ship of Iman. The ship of Tawheed. This is the only vessel that can save you today. وَلَا تَكُنْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And don't be with those disbelievers. Come to the ship of Iman. So what did he answer him? You see the stubbornness in the heart of disbelievers. Even in the moment where they can see the torment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the promise that Nuh alayhi salam told them that will happen is happening before their own eyes. And you see how stubborn they are. You see how eternity in hell, wal'iyadu billah, is deserved by those who disbelieve. Because until the final moment, they will not repent, they will not go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He called upon his father, the prophet, the messenger. He said, سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. I will betake myself to some mountain that it will save me from the water. Nuh alayhi salam said, لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمٍ. He said, there is no savior from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except on whom he has mercy, the believers. Come and believe with us. No one can get on that ship other than the believers. And he said, come on board. There is no mercy other today on anyone other than those who believe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as he's having this conversation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that scene. He said, وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَ الْمَوْجِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. And then the waves came between them and his son was among the drowned. He was taken by the waves. And Nuh saw that fate for his own blood and flesh, for his own son. And he had that mercy in his heart for his own son. And then he called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَادَى نُوحٌ رَبَّهُ قال رب إن ابني من أهلي وإن وعدك الحق وأنت أحكم الحاكمين. Beautiful address to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Said, oh Allah, my son is among my family. He's my one part of my family. Why is he saying that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that your family will be saved. Right? So Nuh said, well, he's part of my family. وإن وعدك الحق. And your promise is true. وَأَنْتَ أَحْكَمُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. But you are the most just of the judges. Your wisdom cannot be questioned. This is the prophet. This is the adab with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, he is bleeding with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My son is from my family. Please save my son. He's part of me. He's part of my family. And your promise is true. He told me that my family will be saved. But your judgment and your judgment over me and my family, your wisdom will not be questioned. This is Nuh alayhi salam. This is the address to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches Nuh and teaches the humanity. This story, why was this recited? Why was this reported to us in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we can know, we can understand the true meaning of family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالَ يَا نُوحْ إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ. O Nuh, this person, is not of your family. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. He is a wrong deed. His deeds were all wrong. Until he himself became a wrong deed. He is not part of you. You are a pure messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنِّي أَعِذُكَ أَن تَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. He said, surely he is not of your family. Verily his work is unrighteous. So ask not of me that of which you have no knowledge. I admonish you, lest you should be one of the ignorant. So do not ask things that you don't know about. And then Nuh repented immediately, just even for asking this mercy for his son. He said, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ عِلْمٌ وَإِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. O Lord, I seek refuge with you from asking you that of which I have no knowledge. And unless you forgive me and have mercy on me, I will indeed be one of the losers. And that is teaching us a very important aqidah. A very important belief called aqidatul wala'i wal bara'a. The aqidah of allegiance and alliance, aligning ourselves with the believers and distancing ourselves from the disbelievers. Those who reject Allah and His Messenger, they are rejected from our hearts. We are told how to deal with them. And the rules of engaging with these people are very clear in the Quran. If they are aggressors or if they are non-aggressors. That they're different, and there is no time to deal with that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us what is the word family in Islam means. And there are many amongst us that come from non-Muslims' families. There are many of us that came into Islam and reverted back to Islam, but their families are not. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us how to deal with that and how to look at this. Where is your true family? Where should your true alliance be? It's to Allah and to the messengers of Allah and the people that follow the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the son of Nuh rejected the message, he told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pleading with him, he said, he is from a family. Allah said, he is not from your family. Your family are the family of believers. The unrighteous deeds, that the wrong deeds do not belong to the family of the prophets and to the family of the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Mujadala, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَدُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you will not find any people who believe in Allah and in the last day making close loving relationship, making alliance with those who oppose Allah and His messengers. It doesn't work. It is not befitting upon the people that believe in Allah that their life is based on La ilaha illallah. That their existence on earth, their time in this world is based on that aqidah. Everything is revolving around that faith, around that iman, around that aqidah, the creed that we have is La ilaha illallah. It is not befitting for those who believe in that and believe that they're meeting Allah on the Day of Judgment to have close loving alliances with those who reject and fight and make enemy of Allah and make enemy of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ, even if they are their fathers or their sons or their brothers or their kindred, their kinship, their people, their tribes, their family. Those who have the love only, the alliance with the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those Allah testifying to their true iman, to their true faith. أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمِ الْإِيمَانِ. Ula'ika, those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the faith and the iman in their hearts. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ وَيُدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And Allah supported them in spirit. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter them into the gardens of paradise where underneath it the rivers flow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was the lesson that Nuh alayhi salam was taught during the flood. And then after the flood, what happened after the flood? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with one word, وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ بْلَعِي مَاءَكِ And Allah said, O earth, swallow your water. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the water was gushing at the beginning of the flood. And Allah ordered the water to be swallowed by the earth, to be sinking down to the earth. And then He said, وَيَسَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِ O heavens, the skies, the clouds, the storms, the torrential rain, the flood to be stopped. وَغِضَ الْمَاءُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ These verses, when you just read it, it just shows you the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How all things are in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it takes a word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to start something like this and to finish it. The power of Allah. وَقِيلَ يَا سَمَاءُ O earth, swallow up your water. O sky, withhold your rain. And the water was made to subside and the decree of Allah was fulfilled. Like that. All that tyranny was gone. All the oppression was gone. All the rejectors, all that arrogance, all that envy, all that rejection, all that ungratefulness was all perished, was all cleansed from the earth. And Allah washed it away with the water of the flood. وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ And it was all over. وَاسْتَوَتْ عَلَى الْجُودِي And then the ship, the ark, rested on the Mount of Judi. And the Mount of Judi, there's a lot of conflicts about, a lot of disagreement about where this mount is. A lot of scholars say it's in the mountains of Turkey, in Anatolia. And it's called the Mount of Ararat. But Allahu A'lam, again, Allah knows best. But we know that it is a blessed place. The place where the ark is a blessed place. Why is that? Nuh, what did he say? وَأَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَكًا And let me go into a blessed place. This is what Allah said. So that Mount of Judi is a blessed place. And Allah tells us that that place is where the ark is. Allahu A'lam. وَقِيلَ بُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ And Allah said, away with the people who are ظالمين, those polytheists, those wrongdoers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave His inspiration to Nuh, that this is the time to disembark, to come off the ship. وَقِيلَ يَا نُوحُ اهْبِطْ بِسَلَامٍ مِنَّا وَبَرَكَاتٍ عَلَيْكَ All the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was put forth to Nuh and those who believers with him. Oh Nuh, come down from the ark. And peace from us with the peace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بِسَلَامٍ مِنَّا Now peace comes as a reward. After all these 950 years of persecution, almost a millennium of suffering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended like this. And He said, now you have peace with you and you, those who are believers with you. وَبَرَكَاتٍ عَلَيْكَ Salam wa barakat. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And barakat, and a blessing upon you, وَعَلَى أُمَمٍ مِمَّنْ مَعَكَ And all the nations with you. All the nations were hauled on to that ship. All the surviving human beings on the face of the earth were on that ship. وَأُمَمٌ سَنُمَتِّعُهُمْ ثُمَّ يَمَسُّهُمْ مِنَّا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the rest of the story for this humanity, there'll be more rejection. There will be more kufr. There will be more shirk. There will be more disobedience. It's not over. The story of humanity is not over. Allah said, أُمَمٌ سَنُمَتِّعُهُمْ And there will be nations with you that will get the peace and they will get the blessing. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with them. And then He said, there will be nations with you. They will enjoy and they will have pleasures on this earth for a limited time. And then the torment will reach them. The torment of rejecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rejecting the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah As-Saffat. And that is in verse 78. In verse 78 of Surah As-Saffat, that Nuh, the progeny of Nuh, are the surviving people on the face of the earth. Not only the believers that were with Nuh, but actually direct bloodline of Nuh alayhi salam is all of us. And that's why the scholars call Nuh Abu al-Bashar al-Thani, the second father of humanity. وَلَقَدْ نَادَانَا نُوحٌ فَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ فَلَنِعْمَ الْمُجِيبُونَ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ And we rescued him and his family from the great distress of the flood, of the drowning, and his progeny, them we made the survivors. Allah made the rest of humanity come off the progeny and the bloodline of Nuh alayhi salam. And Al-Hasan al-Basri alayhi salam details a little bit in that, and we say Allahu A'lam. He said the three surviving sons of Nuh alayhi salam, they were the great nations of this earth. And of them, Sam or Sham, who is the father, the grandfather of the Aryan nations, the Persians, the Roman, and the Arabs. And among them also the Jews and the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then Ham, who is the grandfather of all the African nations. And then Japheth or Japheth, who is the grandfather of all the Oriental people. Wallahu a'lam, Allah knows best. We're not going to dwell on that. So don't ask me questions. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we saved them and those with him in the ark, and we made the ark a sign of for the world. This ship, this ark, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it an ayah, a sign of his. لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ إِنَّا لَمَّا طَغَى الْمَاءُ حَمَلْنَاكُمْ فِي الْجَارِيَةِ لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً وَتَعِيَهَا أُذُنٌ وَاعِيَةٌ. And when the water rose beyond its limit, we carried you, O mankind, on the floating ship, and we might make it the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, an admonition, a sign for you. An admonition for you, and that you might be may be retained in a retaining ears, and be in the mindful mind. And some scholars said that actually the ship itself is preserved as an ayah. The actual physical ship is there somewhere to be found. And you look on the internet sometime and you see all these search for the Ark of Nuh, and some said, claim that they found the Ark of Nuh in the mountains of Turkey and all of that. Allahu A'lam, Allah knows best. Some of our scholars said that it is physically there, and some said this is a sign of the power of Allah. It is a sign of the end of the disbelievers. The lessons that you take from that ship is an ongoing ayah, an ongoing sign. Even if you don't see the physical ship with your own eyes, you should heed the lessons. You should understand. You should ponder on that ship. You should understand what that ship stands for. The end of the disbelievers. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill His promise. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give power, victory, and support to the believers. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can at any time overpower and overwhelm the disbelievers. And from among them, He can save those who follow His call. La ilaha illallah. And it is for those who are patient, for those who persevere, for those who follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and steadfast on it, and stay on it. No matter what, Allah is with them. And here is the ship, the story of the ship, the story of the Ark of Nuh. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the great lesson, the last lesson in the very last verse when Allah speaks about the story in Surah Hud. He said about this, at the end of this story, تِلْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الْغَيْبِ نُوحِيهَا إِلَيْكَ مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أَنْتَ وَلَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا. This is of the news of the unknown which we reveal unto you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Neither you or your people knew it before this. And then here's come the major lesson. فَصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is the final message, the final verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of the story. فَصْبِرْ. Be patient. Be patient. Surely the good end for the muttaqeen. Piety. Sabr and taqwa. And in these few words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the main issue. Sabr, half patience, persevere, endure, and half taqwa. And stick to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are running out of time. I had a little bit more to say, but alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We conclude inshallah the story of Nuh alayhi salam. And we will not have a session next week, but we will start reflecting on the story of Hud alayhi salam in the session in the first week of August. جزاكم الله خير. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. والله أعلم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.